Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, talking today with Alexa Topolsky back from the Berkshire Mountains, Western Massachusetts.
Hi, Stephen. I've got to tell you, when it comes to bed and breakfast, I'm like Goldilocks. I want a place that's nicely decorated, but not too fussy or intimidating. It's got to be cozy, but still feel like it's a special occasion when I go. The hosts have to be warm, but not impose themselves. And I want the guests to be friendly, but not yak so much that they take up my whole morning. And I want to feel like I've escaped the city, but I can still get a decent cup of coffee, great service, and a really good meal. Well, I found a place that achieves that perfect balance. The Windflower Inn is 2.5 hours drive from both Manhattan and Boston in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. I just spent a weekend there with my husband, Jerry, and we had a great, relaxing time. One of the interesting things about the Windflower Inn is that it was originally built as an inn in the late 1800s, so it hasn't had to be adapted and renovated the way a lot of bed and breakfasts have. It's just this great, solid, sprawling Victorian inn with a huge wraparound porch and fireplaces in the room. I loved our room, which had a four-poster bed. And every morning, our hostess Claudia was there to greet us and help us plan our day, and her mom was making pancakes or French toast in the kitchen. Rooms at the Windflower run from $100 to $200 a night, and you can get more information on the internet at windflowerinn.com, all one word, or call 1-800-992-1993.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, speaking today with travel insider Tracy Gallagher, who offers us our budget and destination tips for planning that perfect summer vacation.
This summer, many Americans are staying in America, and that's a good thing because America offers so many great off-the-beaten-path budget destinations. Big cities, for example, are back in. Washington, D.C. is a great example because they have a lot of sites to see, and many of them are free, which is great for the family. The FBI, you can go watch high-tech crime detection. Tour the White House, the Capitol, and the Supreme Court. Lots of things to do. New Orleans is another great big city to visit on a budget with their voodoo tours and the plantations outside the city to go visit. Otherwise, why not go to a ski slope during the summer? There's no snow, but the slopes offer a lot of other things to try and attract families, like water slides and hiking and mountain bike riding. And oftentimes, because the demand isn't as great as in winter, it's cheaper than going in the winter. National parks are the best deal going. Now, of course, national parks are very, very crowded this summer, but try and think out of the box and go to a lesser-known national park. Lassen Park in Northern California is a great example of someplace to go besides Yellowstone. It has the same geography and great, beautiful sights, but less crowds. And it's a budget way to go. Also, use the internet for great deals. There are lots of things to be found on the internet.
Tracy Gallagher is the host of Shortlist on the Travel Channel and is currently at work on a book about family budget travel. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCOR marketing production.